This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is back at the White House after being treated for COVID-19 at Walter Reed Military Medical Center. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Supporters of President Donald Trump were gathered outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Monday night, hoping for a glimpse of the president as he departed for the White House after being treated for COVID-19. The president was seen by reporters only briefly. Earlier Monday, Trump tweeted, "Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." Meantime, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announced Monday morning she has tested positive for the virus, adding her to a list that includes the president and first lady and several senior staff members. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The head of the agency emergencies at World Health Organization said Monday the agency's best estimates indicate roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus, more than 20 times the number of confirmed cases, and he warned of a difficult period ahead. Dr. Michael Ryan, speaking to a special session of the WHO's 34-member executive board focusing on COVID-19, said the figures vary from urban to rural areas and between different groups, but that ultimately it means the vast majority of the world remains at risk. He said the pandemic would continue to evolve, but the tools exist to suppress transmission and save lives. Ryan said Southeast Asia faced a surge in cases, and the Eastern Mediterranean were seeing an increase, while the situations in Africa and the Western Pacific positive. Overall, though, he said that the world was heading into a difficult period. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders from France, Russia, and the United States issued a joint statement Monday urging a ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan and the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Representing the co-chair countries of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Minsk Group, which is tasked with finding a peaceful solution, Russian, France's foreign ministers and the U.S. Secretary of State all condemned the violence, which began just more than a week ago. In a statement, the minister said the recent attacks constitute an unacceptable threat to the stability of the region. More than 40 civilians have been killed in escalating violence, with 200 more wounded and hundreds of houses seriously damaged in the violence, according to the United Nations. Predominantly ethnic Armenian territory, a formerly autonomous territory that sits inside Azerbaijan, declared its independence from Baku in 1991 during the collapse of the Soviet Union, sparking a war that claimed the lives of as many as 30,000 people before a ceasefire was declared in 1994. The peace efforts in Nagorno-Karabakh conflict collapsed in 2010. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Tuesday hailed new Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga as a force for good. He said that he believes Suga would work to strengthen the relationship between Washington and Tokyo. Speaking at the start of his meeting with Japan's foreign minister in Tokyo, Pompeo said he agreed with Suga that a free and open Indo-Pacific was the foundation of regional peace and stability. Suga, who replaced Shinzo Abe last month as premier, faces a tricky task balancing the need to maintain working ties with bigger neighbor China and U.S. demand for a tougher stance. Human Rights Watch said Tuesday that hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children with mental health conditions are living chained up in roughly 60 countries. Without mental health support or awareness, families or institutions often shackle people against their will, leaving them eating, sleeping, urinating, and defecating in one small space. That's according to the watchdog in a report. In the run-up to the World Mental Health Day on October 10th, Rights Watch's report documents through almost 800 interviews how people with psychosocial disabilities in countries like China, Nigeria, and Mexico can live shackled for years, chained to trees, locked in cages, imprisoned in animal sheds. China's foreign ministry and Mexico's health ministry did not immediately respond to email seeking comment. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.